The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Fired up this morning on the radio. And we got all the answers. We got Joe DiGenova. Kind enough to join us. I'm telling you, it is. I watched the news unfold all weekend long, and I'm yelling at the TV. I'm thinking we gotta come up for a solution to all the problems, and indeed we do. And Joe's going to help us do that. Former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe. Good Monday to you, my friend. Thank you for taking the time. I know how busy you are, man. Thanks so much for joining us, sir.
My pleasure, Joe.
So the trial today, the quote unquote criminal trial, Joe DiGenova, all the problems unfolding. Jewish kids can't even go to school because of pro-Hamas demonstrators. I mean, the border wide open, the problems that we're having. And now they're taking Donald Trump to court. Walk us through how you think this will play out this morning, Joe, if you would, sir.
Well, Joe, I think it's fair to say that the Salem witches would have had a better chance for a fair trial than Donald Trump in New York City this morning.
Yeah.
This is a farce. This is a Shakespearean farce being played out in New York. And I've heard all the legal commentary about, oh, well, you know, the New Yorkers are cynical and they're going to doubt Alvin Bragg's case and blah, blah, blah. Nonsense. The jury selection process that we just watched play out in New York was a disgrace. The judge ran through it. He picked the jury he wanted. He wants a hanging jury. He's going to get one. He got one. There's going to be a conviction in this case, and then Mershon's going to do whatever he wants to do. New York should be ashamed of itself for allowing this to happen, for allowing the judicial process to be usurped and hijacked like this. I feel sorry for New York. I really do. I feel sorry for the good people of New York who have to live with these thugs that run the judicial process in the state. Donald Trump is just the latest victim, and he's going to be convicted. It's not going to be a fair trial. Just think about this. Judge Mershon, if he were a potential juror in his courtroom because of his conflicts with his daughter and her work and his conflict, he would never be able to sit as a juror. Yeah. In his own case.
That's brilliant,
he didn't
Joe.
Move this case to another jurisdiction like Staten Island, where there would be some chance of a fair trial. He's not going to sequester this jury. Remember, after this jury starts hearing evidence, they go home every day, and he's going to tell them, he's going to admonish them now, don't talk to anybody about this case when you go home, your family or anybody else. Don't read any newspapers. Don't listen to anything on the radio or television. Don't go on the internet. Can you imagine the likelihood of that occurring? This is a farce.
Yeah.
This is a farce.
Yeah, that's brilliant, though. Brilliant. That this judge could not even be a juror. That's a brilliant take, Joe. And by the way, two judges that are going to be, lawyers are going to be on the jury. Two lawyers. Now, if these lawyers convict, I don't know how they work again, because there's no case. There's no victim. There's no nothing. And these lawyers, they don't. Is there any hope in those lawyers that this will be a hung jury, Joe?
No. I think it's pretty clear that this judge made sure, by the way he wrote the jury questionnaire and the way he allowed the questioning to occur of the juries and the rapidity with which this jury selection occurred, that he got what he wanted. He got a hanging jury, and anybody who says it isn't doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's just so walk us through, if you would, Joe DiGenova, The president gets it's a guilty verdict, I guess. And then what does Alvin Bragg ask for? Jail time? I mean, they're going to make it as bad as they can for Donald Trump, but he does have an appeal process. But these people, these sick people, and Joe DiGenova, you know this. You've been a U.S. attorney, but you're in private practice where you are very expensive, and you and Victoria are very much in demand. These people, if I may, that judge, the attorney general, the DA, they couldn't work in the private sector if they wanted to. And I don't know that they'll ever get hired again, because this is amateur hour. It's amateur hour. What's happening, how they're doing this political takedown. So after they say guilty, do they ask for jail time? Is Donald Trump going to be free to at least appeal? But because they want him in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, Joe.
Well, it's pretty clear that the vindictiveness of this particular prosecutor, he's asking for jail time for an alleged violation of an unconstitutional gag order. By the way, the silliness of this gag order, this will show you how fair this judge is. He gags Donald Trump, but he doesn't gag Michael Cohen, and he doesn't gag Stephanie, whatever her name is, and Stormy Daniels, so that they can say whatever they want.
Right,
but
right.
He's not allowed to respond to them. Now, that is so stupid in its contours that it shows you just how sick this guy Mershon is. I mean, and not a whimper from the Court of Appeals or the State Bar. All the State Bar can do under this guy Richard Lewis is criticize Donald Trump for criticizing the judge. Not a word of criticism for Alvin Bragg or Letitia James for using a private citizen with no criminal record as a target for their political campaigns. New York's a very sick place right now.
It really is, and it's so tough to watch, especially with what happened with the foreign aid package. The world is imploding, and this is what they concentrate on. This is what the Democrats are concentrating on, and they yell at us who we voted for. But Joe, so just to be clear, because people will tell me, and they're very concerned about President Trump. Like, so he's guilty. And can you, what's the procedure in the courtroom? That I don't know, Joe DiGenova. You go in and he's got to say, okay, we're going to appeal this, or are they going to lock him up, which won't stop him from running for president? Go ahead, please.
When there's a verdict,
yeah,
and the judge will poll the jury to make sure that it's the verdict of each one of them, which I'm sure it will be, he will then say, he has the authority under New York state law to he can say, step back the president. In other words, put him in the lockup behind the court, and then he goes to jail pending sentencing. And pending, because he hasn't been sentenced yet. He, in all likelihood, he could lock him up pending sentencing. Now, if he's really smart, which I don't think Mershon is, he won't do that. He'll let him remain free pending sentencing. But once he's sentenced, then he's going to lock him up. He's going to try to lock him up. But the problem with that is the president is in the custody of the Secret Service 24 hours a day. Wherever he goes, they go.
Yeah.
So if he goes to prison, the Secret Service goes to prison, which is why a group of Democrats in the House of Representatives, U.S. House of Representatives, introduced a bill to strip any convicted president of Secret Service protection. Now, can you imagine the brain power of somebody like that in the House of Representatives? That this, it's not only election interference. This is election vindictiveness. Can you imagine introducing that bill as if security of the president has anything to do with their legal status?
Yeah, it's inexcusable. And the same guy that did that, trying to strip the president of Secret Service, the guy that did the January 6th fiasco, the kangaroo court of the January 6th fiasco, they will not stop. So just to be clear.
Benny Thompson, just everybody has to understand, Benny Thompson is an intellectual moron.
Yeah.
He can barely construct a compound sentence. Everything is written for him. He says nothing extemporaneously.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's
a
moron, but he's a dangerous moron. You don't give a moron a gun, a weapon, or the power to legislate.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Joe, before we let you go, but how do you think this will play out? Because if this judge can make Donald Trump look as bad as he can, they will. They sequester him for a second, and then they sentence him. And then is there a possibility this week or next week that President Trump, and again, let me just say, because people are worried about this, if it happens, it doesn't keep him from running for president. It doesn't keep him from winning the presidency. He can run it from a jail cell constitutionally. But just the fact that you've got Jewish students not being able to walk the streets of New York, that you're going after a citizen president because they don't want to upset the lifelong bureaucrats. You could call them the deep state, whatever you want to call them. So they could technically lock him up. But you're telling me there'll be a problem because the Secret Service is right there and they're going to have to protect the president, correct?
That is exactly right. They never leave his custody. And that was a problem down in Atlanta when he had to be booked. The Secret Service had to be with him the whole time. This is what you get when you try to disrupt the rule of law. This is a corrupt prosecution brought by a corrupt prosecutor in front of a corrupt judge in a corrupt New York legal system. Anybody who's a member of the New York State Bar who doesn't object to this publicly should be ashamed of themselves. These people in New York who are members of the bar who have remained silent doing this, there's a place in hell for them, a very special place.
Yeah, well, and in the meantime, I think, and you think an appeal court in New York, Joe DeGeneva, that they'll throw this whole thing out, even though it's New York,
they should throw it out because of the statute of limitations, the misapplication of federal law, you name it, the refusal to change venue, the prejudice jury. There are so many bases for the failure of the judge to recuse himself. I mean, this case has so many issues of injustice that any legitimate court of appeals would reverse this case within a matter, after hearing oral argument, summarily reverse it. But I have no confidence in the New York court system. Absolutely none.
Yeah. Joe, thank you. Listen, keep us posted if you would. Do you ever think all your years as a brilliant lawyer that you are, Joe DeGeneva, you see anything like this in the United States of America in 2024, sir?
It took Barack Obama and Joe Biden to get us here, and haven't they done a nice job?
Yeah. Joe DeGeneva is the man. Thank you, Joe. Thanks. Love to Victoria. See you soon, my friend. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Joe DeGeneva speaking the truth. Let's hope. Let's hope that it doesn't, come to what we fear that it will. You know, Ina Vernikoff is a councilwoman doing a great job as the minority whip of the New York City Council, representing the 48th District. Kind enough to join us right now, Councilwoman. Welcome to the show, Ina. Great to have you with us. Thank you for taking the time this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Unfortunately, I could only be on for a few minutes because I am actually on my way to Columbia University. To see the insanity that's taking place and to support the students and to send the message that we should not be afraid.
Yeah, Ina, we will let you go, but thank you for checking in. But tell us, what can you do? We are appalled what is happening. We applaud you for your fight. You understand this better than most. It's New York City. It's 2024. What would you say, Ina Vernikoff, to the mayor of New York, to the governor of New York, to the president of the United States, the guy that calls himself the president? Jewish students can't go to class. So, and thank you for showing up and fighting. What do you want to say to these quote-unquote leaders that could maybe make a change and keep these kids safe?
It's so unbelievable. Last night, I was on 100 parents and students, and I heard students afraid. 2 years ago, if somebody told you that this is going to take place on an American college campus, would you believe it? I don't think anybody would believe that this could happen in America in 2024. Millions of immigrants escaped here to be able to go to school and be safe, to be able to, you know, express their religious identity, to be free in this country. And that is not what's happening right now. It is incredibly scary. And what's happening at Columbia is not isolated to Columbia. It is happening across universities in our country, and it is a result of the indoctrination and poisoning of the minds of these teenagers who are now completely indoctrinated. And I don't know if there's a way back, but I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm headed over there, and I don't want us to succumb to these terror sympathizers. I want us to stand tall and stand strong, and I'm going to do what I can to continue speaking up and being loud.
And we'll let you go, Councilwoman, but can't you try these kids that are saying they're for Hamas? They're saying the military arm of Hamas should go after. There's pictures. There's proof right there. Is that not domestic terrorism? And shouldn't these pro-Hamas protesters be arrested and put in jail?
These schools are hiding behind the First Amendment, but First Amendment scholars will tell you that that is a complete fake cover-up, especially considering the fact that Columbia is a private university and they do not have to uphold the First Amendment. They can be more restrictive. They can get these students out of their campuses right now, but the administrators want to be politicians, and they are more afraid of the bad guys than they are of the good guys, and that's the problem we're stuck with, and the entire world is watching Columbia right now. They should hang their heads in shame.
You're absolutely right. Ina, please be careful. If you need anything, please call in if you can, because just be careful over there. It's very unsettling. We have the NYPD there. Do you think, is Governor Hochul going to bring in the National Guard like she should? Do we hear any word on that, Councilwoman?
You're going to have to ask Governor Hochul.
Yeah, really. Councilwoman, thank you. Be careful, Ina. God bless and Godspeed over
thank
there.
You.
Keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Stay safe, everyone.
Okay, thank thank you, too. You know, I'm telling you, we're broadcasting live. So, 20 after 9, we'll go to Debbie in a second, but just let me tell you, do you believe that this is New York? What is going on in this city? What is going on in New York? It's New York. It's like, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. It's New York, New York. What is happening in the city? And it's like there's a concerted effort from the outside to infiltrate, and they got to every little avenue in New York, from colleges to City Hall. I mean, and again, there's only what Mayor Adams could fix the whole thing, standing up saying, I'm done. Done. And just get the migrants out. God bless them. But start with the illegals and arrest these people who are, you're threatening Jewish students. They can't go to class. It's America. This is not 1939 Germany. Well, I am just appalled. And then what are they doing? What are they concentrating on? Where's the attorney general with all the anti-Semitism on Columbia, the campus? Where's the attorney general on that? Where's the attorney general and the police officers killed in Syracuse? I haven't forgotten about that either. What happened to those two cops killed? We forget about that? Hell, let's put Donald Trump in jail. And when you go out, they don't understand, because they're in that little enclave, that super hip, pseudo-intellectual, amateur little virtue signaling group of, we're going to get Donald Trump. You people are sick. You are sick. It's so beyond Trump. You're ruining one of the great cities of the world, and you don't have the guts to stand up and stand up for it and stand up to students who are doing nothing but just trying to go to class. Oh, it's inexcusable. Joe on the radio. What a Monday. Debbie, what a Monday. Mamma mia. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
But, you know, we'll lighten it up after the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back with the guys. I'm going to catch up with Joe and Al in a second. But I'm proud to tell you that Julia Carano is Miss New Jersey Teen USA.
Yes.
Now, I knew her father. Rest his soul. Great guy.
Aww.
And they called. They said, can we come on your show? We need Miss New Jersey Teen USA this morning more than ever, don't we, though?
Yes.
Oh, just some positive stories, positive story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so Debbie's out there, though. There is traffic always, and she's checking out the traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie Duane.
Thank you so much, Joe. With the Trump trial beginning Center Street, we're going to see a lot of volume here as you get into Chambers, so watch for delays and a lot of police department activity there. Also, delays right now, Joe, as you head over to the Hutch southbound at Orchard Beach. Everything closed with a car fire. Delays building quickly there. 95 northbound in Connecticut, getting up through Bridgeport by exit 29. It's an accident. The right lane is blocked, and we're seeing delays on 440 south, right at the New Jersey Turnpike in Edison. A collision, couple of lanes blocked. 46 West at Route 80 in Denville, it's a crash being cleared. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes south, right by exit 12, getting down through Carteret, it's an accident being cleared. Watch for delays right now as you take a ride over to the inbound side of the GWB. Still a 30-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland about 10 minutes into town. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Debbie Duhaime. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. Oh, you need Relief Factor. You want to be out of pain. You want to get out there. You want to get out and about. I'm telling you, I've been running around like just all over the place, and I love doing it, and I'm not going to stop, you know? One guy, I ran into one guy. I stopped at the Alexander Hamilton rest stop. Thank you. That's my life. So I'm coming out of New York last night, and I pulled over there just to get something to eat, and it's so funny. This is about Relief Factor. Please go to relieffactor.com. Please call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, 100% drug-free Relief Factor. But I got to tell you my life. So I go over And I'm like, I'm just going to get some candy or something. And then I need some cash, of course, because I tipped everybody. I had no money. So then, and there's one gal there, and she knows, you're going to kill me for this one. I tipped the girl behind the counter because they work so hard. And when I give her the money, she so appreciates it. So I bought my whatever, and then I gave her a little something on the side. She so appreciated it. And then there was one guy, hey, Joe, what are you doing here? How you doing? He goes, you're still working. Look at you. You look great. He goes, I was all dressed up. He goes, you look great. I go, yeah. I said, well, I'm afraid to stop. And I said, what do you do? He goes, I own a pizzeria. If I had the card, I would give it a plug. He owns a pizzeria in New York. He's working. He's 60. He goes, we're going to keep working. I fist bumped. I said, we're not going to stop working, buddy. You got to keep going. I'm bopping till I'm dropping, baby. Like that. And that's because Relief Factor allows me to do that, to walk, to get in and out of the truck, to go out, to take care of the stuff around. I'm taking the stuff out of the spring cleanup, you know, outside in the back of the house and stuff. And I think you should do the same thing. So try Relief Factor. Long way to get here, but it's only $19.95 and you get to feel better or your money back guarantee. Okay, call 800-4-RELIEF. Let's get you. You gotta keep bopping like my pizza owner buddy, man. Keep going, and you could start checking out everything you need to know about this great product that is 100% drug free at relieffactor.com.
The Secular Crew sees another slip.
President Biden currently now off the ballot in yet another state, maybe one of the deepest red states in the country, and that, of course, is the state of Alabama. And that just is another situation where they weren't paying attention, kept their eye off the ball. What does this say about the Biden administration and now the Biden campaign?
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5, on AM 970, The Answer.
Greetings, friends. Sebastian Gorka here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y Refi for some time now. And yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi-24. That's 888-Y-Refi-24. And when you call, you will not get a sales pitch. Just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refi.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Gorka sent you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden for catastrophically injured veterans and responders, you know, and first responders. Tunnel to Towers builds those mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around the homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless veteran program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. So people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Please join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11. Never forget September 11th, please, 2001, or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. God bless you for always being there. For the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
All right, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Mamma mia. Okay, we got what? What happened in Chicago? There was a police officer. Do we have any information on that, guys? The police officer that was killed, but off-duty cop, whatever happened in Chicago? Do we know that story?
Yeah, he apparently was driving home from work when he was shot. The officer was identified as 30-year-old Luis Huesca, I believe.
Just a
tragedy. He was still in uniform. Just what a tragedy.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get my, that Chicago again, a mess, and they're trying to recall that Mayor Johnson guy. I mean, but my goodness gracious, and what's happening, and then people just being shot every weekend. You got to go through all of this, so it's just insane. And what gets me upset is, and you know, and you have to understand, as I talked to you this morning before we break, and we're gonna lighten it up with Miss New Jersey Teen USA. I'm so looking forward to that, because we need to lighten it up this morning a little bit. But it's so weird what's happening. I can't. I grew up with all Jewish guys. And if I did not, I don't know that I would understand or appreciate Israel as much as I do. Because they were enlightened me about the Holocaust. They enlightened me what they went through. I saw the prejudice firsthand. And it's like when we were in the 60s. And again, we'll take a break. It's 9:30. We'll take a break in a second. In the 60s, we didn't even think about the color, but we saw the fight, and we saw how James Brown fought. We saw Martin Luther King fought, and we understood, you know, the civil rights movement, John F. Kennedy, you know, stepping up for that. And we understood it. You know, now, where are we now? What have we learned? What have we learned if they're all of that going through the crazy 60s like that, you know? And to be on a college campus and to see these young kids who are, they're calling it pro-Palestine. It's not. It's pro-Hamas. But, you know, and you look at those kids, look at the people that are being vicious and that are protesting. These are kids that are hired guns, hired hands. And there's like organizations that put this together. Not a 501c3. I think it's a 501c4. I'm not sure what that is, but it's an organization that this is all planned. It's all planned, and no one's in charge. There's nobody in the White House that's in charge. They don't care. They just plain don't care. An anti-Semitic rise in this day and age, and the Jewish community stepped up for who back then in the 60s? They stepped up for the Jewish community stepped up for the black community, for the civil rights movement. The Jews were front and center because they knew what it was like to be in a Holocaust. And they stuck up for them. Now, where's everybody now? And Eric Adams could talk a great game. You got to take the country back. And when you do, it's not going to be pretty. We could keep it safe, but you got to lean on the National Guard. You got to keep the streets safe because people are trying to just take this country down. I'm convinced of it. It should not be this bad. There should be a leader that could keep not only this country at peace, the world at peace. We are one mistake away from a nuclear conflict. And you know I'm right when I say that. That's what frustrates me. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I know a gentleman, Steve Scarano, and he was a guy that I knew, a friend, has since passed away, but his beautiful daughter became Miss New Jersey Teen USA. And we're going to talk about her reign as Miss New Jersey, and we're going to lighten it up a little bit like we so desperately need this morning. All right? So, Joe on the radio, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York Yankees honored longtime radio announcer John Sterling after his retirement announcement earlier last week. After 36 years as the voice of the Yankees, the legendary announcer said he knew it was time to go while on the team's first road trip earlier this year. In a pregame ceremony before the Yankees 2-0 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays on Saturday, Sterling honored with a jersey with the number 5,631 for the number of Yankee games he called in his career. In total, Sterling called 24 playoff runs, 7 World Series runs. His retirement marks the end of a 64-year career in broadcasting for the native New Yorker. New York City drivers should get ready to slow down. The city speed limit on local streets will soon be lowered to 20 miles per hour. Governor Kathy Hochul says Sammy's Law, named after a Brooklyn boy killed by a van as he retrieved a soccer ball, has made its way into the new state budget. The law is expected to pass, would lower the speed limit on streets in the 5 boroughs from 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. However, Hochul added she's not thrilled the state determines the speed limit for localities, as it should be up to municipal lawmakers who know the area best, and she's working on making that happen. By the way, if there are 3 or more lanes, the speed limit cannot be lower than 25 miles per hour. In sports, the top team in the Stanley Cup playoffs flexed their muscles as the Rangers topped the Washington Capitals 4-1 in Game 1 of their first-round series. Yankees held on for a 5-4 victory to win the rubber match in their series against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Mets, unable to complete that series sweep after being blown out by the Los Angeles Dodgers 10-0 in the finale. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here on 95 northbound, exit 29 in Bridgeport. Accident in the right lane. We're seeing delays at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, upper level. Some ongoing construction going on till 3 this afternoon. Watch for slowdowns on the eastbound Gowanus. You're slowing down right by the Prospect. Some police department activity over there. Center Street, and some ongoing police department activity by Chambers because of the Trump trial. Watch for delays on the Hutch southbound at Orchard Beach. A car fire. Everything's still subject to closure. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland Tunnel, about 10 to 15. Major issues continue on 440 southbound, right at the New Jersey Turnpike in Edison. A collision taking two lanes there. And watch for delays on Route 1 south at Parsonage Road in Edison with a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Let me tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat because everybody's going to Michaels of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Yes, you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Yes, you can go to the supermarket and get Michaels of Brooklyn at the supermarket right there. Michaels of Brooklyn, and take it home and have the jarred sauce that is made where? Oh, I don't know. Brooklyn, New York. Avenue R and Nostrum, where the restaurant is. They make the sauce right there. And when you walk into Michaels of Brooklyn, you smell that Italian aroma. Ah. Oh. And you could have the arrabbiata, the puttanesca, you know, the home style gravy. You're going to love Michaels of Brooklyn. All the cuisine is made from scratch, by the way, and Michaels of Brooklyn. And Fred is there, and Johnny's there, and Mary Ann, and Michael himself. It's a family restaurant that is really, truly the most in-demand restaurant in New York City. Everybody is going to Michaels of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. It's Michaels of Brooklyn, serving that community, by the way, since 1964.
We are proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and my friend and colleague Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. An incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July weekend. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska over pristine water, all while celebrating America's past and future. June 29th to July 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or go to patriotsalaskacruise.com.
That's good, Joe. Hello there, Joe on the radio. You know what? Let me tell you about InfuCareRx. Let me tell you about InfuCareRx before we go to Miss New Jersey Teen USA. All right. And so, Devin Patel is my friend. I get introduced to Devin by my buddy Ray, who's my mentor, great guy. And he goes, I want you to meet Devin Patel. And I meet Devin, another great guy, founder and CEO of InfuCareRx, right? And then I meet Mike, Devin's buddy, and all the good folks at InfuCareRx. This is a great company. And it's so state of the art. You can get an infusion, whether IV or sub-Q infusion, right in the comfort of your home. Right in the comfort of your home, as opposed to going to a clinic or a hospital, right? So you got to check it out. You got to check with your doctor, okay? Because InfuCareRx is a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. And if you need the infusion, you know, like my Olivia, right? You could call InfuCareRx. You know, better yet, go online to InfuCareRx.com, okay? InfuCareRx.com. Everything you need to know about InfuCare is right there. And I'll tell you this. Patients of InfuCareRx have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access 24/7 all year long. Again, speak with your doc. See if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at-home infusion services of InfuCareRx. And InfuCareRx is improving quality of life one patient at a time.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm looking forward to this. You know, I got to tell you, I've known this young lady when she was just a little kid playing with Olivia, playing with Mikey, and she grows up, God bless her, and she becomes Miss New Jersey Teen USA. And they called my, Kimberly called, said, oh, would Julia call? I go, Julia, you mean Olivia's friend? Yes, she's Miss Teen New Jersey. So we proudly bring to the airwaves Miss New Jersey Teen USA, Julia Carano. Hey, Julia, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Joe, I'm so excited to be here talking with you today.
I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I keep remembering down the shore, you guys, you work, and you're just little kids coming around playing and going out on the boat with Mikey and Olivia. And gosh, oh my, tell us how you got to be Miss New Jersey Teen USA. First of all, congratulations. We are so proud of you. How did you get there?
Thank you so much, Joe. Well, it was definitely a long, long journey. I decided to enter the pageant, actually. I was going through a little bit of a rough time in my beginning years of high school. I was getting bullied. I didn't really feel like I fit in anywhere. And pageantry was my way of discovering myself and gaining my confidence back. So over the course of many years, I practiced so, so much. And I worked a lot on my interviewing skills. And actually, it was the year I was aging out, and I finally won.
That is so great. Because when you would come over to the house at Mom's house down there, we were next door to each other, and I didn't know you were taking dancing lessons at that point, were you, Julia?
Yeah, I've been dancing since 3 years old. It's something I've been doing for a very, very long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got to tell you, I want to talk about your nonprofit. I want to talk about all the great work you're doing and what the role of your role as Miss New Jersey Teen USA does. But you stayed down, if I may, in Manahawkin. Did you go to Southern Ocean County High School down there?
Yes, I went to Southern Regional. I graduated in 2022. I'm actually still on LBI. I have my own place now.
Which oh, is man.
That's great. I know.
So what? You are such a Jersey girl. Just down the you stayed down the shore. I love it. I love it. This is great. Listen, I got to ask. So what do you have to do? Do they call on you? And you have to go like to hospitals or we could tell us about your nonprofit Hearts for Hearing. So every day you're out and about taking care of the good folks of this great state, huh?
Yeah. So a lot of the work is actually done at home on the computer. So Hearts for Hearing is a nonprofit organization I started in 2018 when my grandfather was going through hearing loss, and I saw the expense that hearing aids are, and they aren't covered by insurances. So what I did from there was I reached out to the New Jersey Hearing Aid Project, and I started working with them, and I created my own branch called Hearts for Hearing. And what I do is I set up donation boxes and I answer emails to collect donations. And once I accumulate a good amount, I'll take the trip to Montclair State University and bring all these hearing aids with me where I donate them. And they are then refurbished and redistributed to low-income individuals around New Jersey.
Well, God bless you. And then, you know, can I talk about this treatment-resistant depression? Is that okay? Can we go there? Julia, you are a brave young lady. I can't tell you. And, you know, when Kimberly called, you know, Michael and Olivia's mom and Allie's mom, they said, oh, Julie wants to be on the show. I go, wow. And I'm looking at this. I'm so proud of this. And thinking about your dad and being pals with your dad, you know, what a great guy. And you're doing so very much. And how bold you are to talk about this. Walk us through this depression situation, if we can ask that, Julia.
Absolutely. So this is something I've been battling again for a very long time. Around the same time that I started competing in pageants is when it started really affecting me the most.
Yeah.
I was 14 years old. It started with anxiety. And then from there, also discovered I have depression. And it's not originally where you find out you are treatment resistant. It was a very, very long battle of trial and error with standard SSRI, SNRI medications to no avail whatsoever. Nothing was working for me, and I was very, very hopeless for a very, very long time. But luckily, I have such an incredible support system around me. My mom is my best friend, and she was not going to let me give up hope, no matter how badly. I really wanted to.
Yeah.
And so I did genetic testing, found out that I don't metabolize a lot of the medications that are traditionally used for depression.
Hmm.
So we had to seek alternative routes, and there were some lows. Let me tell you, like, there were some times where it was not easy at all, but got through because of my mom, truly. She really held my hand and made sure that I got through this. And luckily, I started this treatment called Spravato. And after I did that, I've been doing it for a little over a year now, and it just has been so wonderful and beneficial to me. I do it alongside therapy as well. So I'm really getting it all in there every week.
Well, God bless you, girl. You're so brave. You have a mantra, it's okay not to be okay. And that kindness counts. Tell us about that. So you must meet a lot of kids. It's tough being a kid now. Oh, man, I worry about my kids every day, Julie. I'm such a worrywart dad. You know, I'd always be out there worrying where you go. Oh, you're walking down the beach. I got to watch where you're going down the beach. Remember those days, you know? I always go, wait, where are you guys going? Worry.
Close to the water.
I know, constantly worrying. But I tell you, the pressures that I see what my kids have to go through in school, God bless you. So you talk to kids, students mostly, I guess. It's okay not to be okay, huh?
Absolutely, I do. That's such an amazing little phrase that I say, that it's so easy to forget, too, especially when you're going through your hardest times. You're just so down on yourself, and it's really easy to fall into negative self-talk, but I think it's so important to remind yourself to give yourself time to heal, and that healing isn't linear. No one's journey is linear. There are going to be ups and downs, and it's a whole roller coaster. You just have to ride it, and eventually you will be able to get to the other side, and it's so much brighter once you get to the other side. Once you persevere and you have that strength and resilience, it really does make you who you are.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you how proud we all are of you. And you're doing to get this title and then to go really, you were going to the heart of the matter that bothers a lot of kids, Julie Carano. And God bless you for being bold enough to do this. And before we let you go, and I'm going to ask you websites where we can help your nonprofits, but where do you go from here? Because now you'll be passing on your title to your successor at the 2024 pageant in June.
Correct.
So where would you like to go, Julia, after the great work you've done as Miss New Jersey Teen?
Well, giving up this title is not the end all. You're still going to hear from me a bunch, and I think it's just going to project myself even higher. I mean, this work is something I've been passionate about since I started going through it from the beginning, and this obviously is not a message that I want to give up once I give up the title as well. So I'm just going to keep pursuing the work that I'm doing right now, and hopefully I'll continue to gain traction and create even more relationships where I could speak to even bigger platforms about my brands and what I want to get across to everyone.
Yeah. But somebody said you're playing the saxophone now and the guitar a little bit. Is that right? Huh?
Yeah. So I started playing saxophone in like third grade, and it just stuck with me.
Isn't that the funny? You got to jam with Mikey. Mikey's like on Instagram. He's like this influencer on Instagram. We got to put the band together.
We got to put the band together again.
Julia Carano is Miss New Jersey Teen USA. And just a great, great story. And love to the family. Give your mom my personal best, if you would, from me and from Michael and Olivia and Mikey's mom, Kimberly, and Allie's mom. So, but before we go, where's a website where we could reach you if someone has heard something that maybe has touched their child or touched them personally? Julia Carano, where can we find you so they can reach out to you, please?
Yeah, so my Instagram is just my name, julia.carano, and you could also, if you're willing to donate any hearing aids you may have, my website for that is parts4, like the number 4, hearing.org.
Julia, congratulations. I'm so proud to have you on the radio, and thank you for all the work that you're doing. I'll see you down the shore. We'll see you down there sure. Absolutely. I think everybody's going down next week, I think, so we'll see you down there. But I have to tell you, you know, as a dad, and you know how much I love my kids, and they're such, we've been blessed, and watching you and Nicholas and the kids play, you know, your brother down there, and now you to just take this reign of this great state, how proud we are of you, Julia. So God bless you. Godspeed. And listen, you're welcome here anytime, okay? Anytime you need to jump on the air, you got the airwaves, okay?
Absolutely. This will not be the last to hear of me.
Thank you, Julia. God bless. All the best to the family.
Thank you.
Julia Carano right there. That's right. Right there. Great kid. Look at me. You know, not that I'm getting old or nothing, but this, she used to play when they were 3, 4, 5, 6 years old with my kids. And here she is, Miss New Jersey Teen USA, doing a great job and helping out kids. So you can check her out on Instagram, Julia Carano. Hey, Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before Mike Gallagher on AM 970, The Answer, and Debbie Duhame checking out traffic. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. How are we doing traffic-wise? Everything okay out there?
Oh, we've got some issues right now, actually. But by the way, best of luck to Julia. She sounds phenomenal. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We are seeing delays right now on the Cross Bronx. Looks like you're moving slowly in both directions right now. There's some type of police department activity here on the Cross Bronx as you head eastbound, getting out toward Webster Avenue. Westbound as well, slowing down through Webster Avenue. Looks like an accident and then a fight involved in this one. People from the overpass checking it all out. So the Cross Bronx, a big mess in both directions right now through Webster Avenue with this ongoing fire department activity and police department activity. Over on the Hutch, you're moving slowly southbound at Orchard Beach. That's all due to a truck fire. And the Grand Central eastbound right by the Clearview, looks like some ongoing activity here as well. Watch for some slowdowns. LIE eastbound at Deer Park Ave. They're still working on an accident from early this morning, so prepare for some delays. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970 The Answer.
Brandon Tatum wants more people to step up.
I just really wish more people like me would speak out more and be more confident about it. I know a lot of black people that think just like me, but man, they just won't say, they will never tell anybody. It's not conducive for them. But if only more black men knew that other black men agree with them and that they're not isolated and they're alone in their thoughts of saying, something ain't right here.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970, The Answer.
I love bringing you products that improve your life. Well, this product can save a life. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, there are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. One child dies every 5 days from choking. The solution is called LifeVac. My dear friend Arthur Lee is the founder, CEO, and inventor of LifeVac. It's a simple rescue device that can change your child's life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child in your family, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website at lifevac.net. That's LIFEVAC.net. View the videos demonstrating its ease of use. LifeVac works in three simple steps: place, push, and pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple. LifeVac.net, made in the USA and FDA registered.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in to The Catman every weekday evening at 5. Catch him, if you can, on AM 970, The Answer.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Going to be looking at sunshine and blue skies, a little bit warmer weather as we get to 61 this afternoon. Clear in the overnight, a low of 45, upper 30s in some of the inland areas. The more north and west you go, there could even be some frost possible. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine, a high of 64, perhaps a shower late overnight into Wednesday, but that'll give way to clouds and a high of 66. Cooler around 59 Thursday with some sunshine. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Unity Bank, if I may. Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking, offering a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, mortgages. Me just telling you that, I know that I go to Unity Bank with a business and personal account and an estate account, and they walk you through it. A shout-out to Tracy, a shout-out to all the good folks, Angela, and the great gals that work at Unity Bank. It is a community bank like you've never seen. You're like in the neighborhood, and when you walk in, you feel instantly comfortable. And there's no other bank that'll make you feel that way. I know. It's where I go. And by the way, Unity Bank has 21 retail locations, including Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. So if you're a small business owner, you feel left out, you know, at the big banks, will you please just check out a community bank like Unity Bank, all right? And Jim Hughes is the president and CEO, and he has a phone number for you. I know it's hard for you to write the phone number down because you're working and you're driving, but just in case, 908-713-4306, 908-713-4306, or you can email Mr. Hughes at james.hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, james.hughes@unitybank.com, unitybank.com. You will not get that type of service at the big banks. I know. It's where I go. Visit, please, unitybank.com to find out more. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Oh, you are bad.
I've seen sunny days.
You are so bad, Al.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's a great song. Only times when I could
not find a oh, my gosh.
From the great album 54 years ago, Sweet yeah. Baby James. James
there
Taylor.
It is. There
you.
It is.
No place can you go but a James Taylor concert at PNC Bank Art Center and see people get into fistfights.
Was that the one where Captain Crunch was involved?
No, that was Yacht Rock. Oh, that was right, We were joking about that on Friday on the way to the Judas Priest show, saying, I guarantee you we will get into no fights here at a heavy metal concert.
Yeah,
but Yacht Rock, different story.
Yeah. Is that so funny? Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't even know where to start. That what unfolded over the weekend, not just politically what unfolded.
What's happening?
Oh, man, that guy. And that, I'll tell you what. You know what got me about the poor guy that lit himself on fire and rest his soul? Is that, you know, he pours. I don't know why people don't stop. He's carrying a canister of gasoline. Anybody? Can you stop this guy?
Well, the other thing is, for a bigger picture. Yeah. Security is not as tight as they expected it to be.
Yeah.
There should be 3 to 4 blocks sealed off.
Absolutely.
I mean, sealed
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely.
There should be no, there shouldn't be a
chance.
The only people that should be there. Yeah. Yeah, reporters and cops. Yeah, that's it.
So, but it was open area. So then the guy is now dousing himself with the gasoline, and people are videoing this. Will you please stop? Tell the guy stop.
Remember the scene.
Tell the guy to stop.
You remember the scene in Austin Powers when Dr. Evil kills Will Ferrell, and then they're trying to have them. They're continuing the meeting, and Will Ferrell's like, "I'm still down here. I'm still alive." I'm not burned yet, you know, like that.
Oh, and then what are the chances when you light those Bic lighters? They never light the first time. This guy lit it, boom, like in the, maybe, it, oh,
want,
this poor.
You want Bic to do a commercial?
Gosh. No, it was everything. It's like New York is just, everything that can go wrong is going wrong in New York. Every single thing. And it's so embarrassing because the people, you know, it's a great city. We will take it back, hopefully. We will take the country back, hopefully. I don't care what your political, you know, leanings are, but we got to really get it together, and hopefully we will. And sorry for being so adamant this morning, but we had a vital show with solutions, and we will do it again tomorrow. Joe Sebelia, great show as always.
Thank
Albert,
you.
Great show as always. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. Cara Fasaro, Michael, Mert Roberts is going to podcast the show out. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees and 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. 7 men, 5 women make up the jury in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial that's underway in New York. And their occupations range from an IT worker, software engineer, English teacher, oncology nurse, sales professional, and two lawyers. They have sworn to be unbiased and hear all of the evidence before rendering a verdict. NASA says April's full moon and the Lyrians meteor shower will both happen this week. The April full moon, also known as the pink moon, will peak on Tuesday. The Lyrians meteor shower peaks today. NASA says the moon may outshine the meteor shower, so for best viewing, get away from city lights and look up. Wall Street is opening higher to start the new week. Markets are looking to regain their footing following a sharp sell-off for tech stocks. Companies including Tesla, Meta Platforms, Microsoft, and American Airlines are among the big names set to report earnings in the week ahead. At the opening bell, the Dow gained more than 100 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also higher to start the session. In sports, Rangers over the Capitals in Game 1 of their playoff series 4-1. Yankees beat the Rays 5-4, and the Mets unable to complete the series sweep. They were blown out by the Dodgers in Los Angeles by the final of 10-0. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.